This is Mohammed Nasser, MOHAMED, NASSER, dictated for Dr. Mayor earlier. Date of service is January 25, 2013. Patient name is Joanne Payne, JOAN PAYNE. Date of birth is 11/9/1963. Primary care physician, please call and paste primary care physician. No, on page 1 of No, August 22, 2012. Next pair of cardiology clinical, next pair of resources and follow-up. Next pair of day cause, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Payne, PAYNE. As you know, she's a very pleasant 48-year-old female with past medical history, significant over breast cancer status, post-chemotherapy, consists of heart failure. New York Heart Association Class 2. COPD and a status post heart catheterization done on January 8, 2013. She is seen in the office today as a follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph on today's visit. Patient states that she has still complaining of minor chest pain that is dull in nature. That is not associated with any type of exertion. Period. She states that it happens at random times. And she describes it as a dull pressure squeezing type of pain. Period. Patient states that she also has bouts of dizziness when she sits up fast or stands up fast. Period. She states that the room around her is spinning and denies that her legs are spinning. Period. Patient also states that she has palpitations that happens at random times that is mostly associated with exertion or stress. Period. Patient states that these palpitations are 4 out of 10 in type of intensity. Period. Patient denies any lower limb claudication or swelling or pain at this time. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history. 1, post status left heart catheterization done on January. Next 2013. Next number, left breast cancer, where she has received chemotherapy. Next number, COPD. Next number, congestive heart failure. NYHA type, class 2. Period. Next paragraph, best surgical history. Breast thrombectomy, nodal remover. Period. Heart left heart catheterization. Period. Next paragraph, social history. She states that she smoked a pack a day for the past 30 years. Period. Patient states that she has slowly cut down and she is smoking roughly 6 to 8 cigarettes a day. Period. She also states that she is drinking alcohol occasionally, where she and she plans on quitting. Period. Patient also denies any intravenous drug use. Period. Next paragraph, family history, hypertension, diabetes, and there's a family history of coronary disease. Period. Next paragraph, allergies. No known drug allergies, period. Next paragraph for the medication, digoxin, 250 mcg once a day, period. Patient is advised to stop. Next number, metoprolol, 25 milligrams once a day. Patient was advised to stop. Period. Next number, lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams once a day. Next number, Coreg, 6.25 BID. Period. Next number, multivitamin. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs. On today's visit, blood pressure was 126 over 81 millimeters of mercury. Pulse was 89. Weight was 126. Height was 5'6". BMI is 26.3. Period. Please cut and paste. Normal physical exam template. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. EKG was done on January 3rd, 2013. Showed a sinus rhythm with a heart rate of 79 BPM. EKG probably shows probably anterior septal myocardial infarction. Right, overall assessment of the EKG is abnormal. Period. Next paragraph. Left heart catheterization was done on January 8, 2013. It showed that there was a non-obstructive coronary disease, period, with a mild left ventricular dysfunction ejection fraction of 40%. Period. Next paragraph, lab tests done on January 7, 2013. Showed a sodium level at 133, potassium 4.5, chloride 97, total CO2 and 29, anion gap at 8, glucose 91, blood urea nitrogen 15, creatine 0.8, HDL 75, LDL 109, triglyceride 109. Period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Congestive heart failure. One congestive heart failure the patient is having. Patient is a. Status post catheter shown a non-obstructive coronary disease with ejection fraction of 40%. On today's visit, patient denies any. The patient denies any shortness of breath, but states that she has random dull chest pains that happen. That is associated with exertions or non-exertions. Period. Her last echo was done on August 14, showed an ejection fraction of 7%. Period. We will schedule the patient for a new echo to be done to reassess her current.
Did you think it was garlic or something? No, I really think she thought it was garlic.
Her current cardiomyopathy.
You want a chicken another one?
We are to follow up with the patient in 1 week. To review her results. Period. COPD. Next number, COPD. Patient has a past medical history of shortness of breath. On today's visit, she is not complaining of any shortness of breath. So we advised her to continue with her current medical regimen and to follow up with her primary care physician in regard to this matter. Patient is also a half a pack to 1 pack a day smoker for the past 20 to 30 years. We advise the patient to quit smoking. And to follow up with their primary care physician as well. Period. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Payne. PAYNE. Period. Our phone number has been provided for her questions or concerns at this time. We will see her back in our office in 4 weeks. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue follow up with her primary care physician for the continuum of care. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, OHMED, NASSER, medical student, dictating for Dr. Meher Eller with all birth certifications. This is the end of the case. Take care.